Welcome to the briefcase.
Dead fucking.
Homemade fuck-offs right now.
Fuck-offs right now. We're gonna play a game called Shut Up and Let You Meet.
Everybody.
Hey, Carl.
I think you get to a certain size and breast milk isn't gonna cut it. Breast milk isn't gonna cut it. Breast milk isn't gonna cut it. Isn't gonna cut it. Isn't gonna cut it.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the one and only briefcase. Did you miss me? I know you did. I know it. I know you did. Okay, it's pretty obvious. Pretty obvious, but what can you do? I work for myself, you know. These are entertaining and hilarious podcasts that I choose to do. I'm not forced to do them, so enjoy them as they come. And with that being said, today's episode, don't know what I'm going to talk about, have no idea, but isn't that how it goes? Isn't that the way of the road when it comes to this podcast? Because I've seen nothing short of that. It's been exactly that every time. I guess I'll give some updates here. I rebuilt an office. I have a really great space right now. We could essentially stream live, do this thing as a big production, but, you know, that's more work. And it means I have to be on during the live streams for X amount of time. Don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Because I'll be honest, when it comes to doing this show and doing any shows, really, for the most part, being on is simply just doing it, you know? And it does come and go. Where I'm definitely more on at the in the first 20 minutes of the episode, and by the time you guys get to the Patreon portion of the podcast, I have already lost all control, and things are definitely going downhill. But it's great. Still great. So I guess I'll just say, check out the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/podculture. It's an easy link, and that's where you get the second half of the most recent episodes. And that's the way we're going to keep doing it. It's not because I'm getting more Patreon members or anything. There have been some new people, and that's great, but it's because why not? Okay, there's been too many people that have been supporting the Patreon for too long, and I haven't been giving them X, Y, and Z. So I figure, if you're coming to listen to the briefcase anyways, you might as well get a second portion of the briefcase for $3. Okay? $3. But you can donate as much as you want. You can. You can make that choice. And it is up to you. Now keep in mind, a YMH producer, your mom's house producer, told me to delete an episode. Okay? That was hours worth of work that I get nothing for. Not even a play. Or a download. So feel free to donate as much as you'd like. But yeah, having fun doing the show this way. I watch the timer now. I sit here and I look at my timer as I'm recording and just count down the minutes, filling the space with things and words and such, only to hopefully get to that 15 to 25 minute mark and just quit, because these episodes don't mean anything. I'm not talking to anybody in this episode. It's just me yammering on. But the second half of the episode is more dedicated to the people that are supporting on Patreon and all that good stuff. Ugh, just terrible. So I do want to say, why are the elite people in entertainment so stupid? You know? It's like you see these idiots on Zoom shows and it's like, hey, have you not seen the Joe Rogan podcast? Do you not know how he does his podcast? Oh, you have? Well, then how come you still refuse to use a proper mic? Do you not care? Especially if you're canceled. It's like you don't have anything to do but talk on a computer anyways. So not having a mic is simply lazy and kind of arrogant. Because the reality is, you can't afford it. You're just not getting it. And quality matters. So either say something interesting or get a mic that makes it look like you might. Now the reason I say that is because Joe List and Ronan Hirschberg have a podcast called Joe and Ronan Talk Movies. It's a fun show, and they've had Louis C.K. on two different times now. And, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get a mic. Get a fucking mic. Why? And also, why is your camera on your computer so shitty? Like, how is Louis C.K. have this much money and doesn't have a mic? You know, 99% of the things he does is audio, doesn't have a mic. I mean, it seems so corny to talk about that, to make that a subject of a podcast episode, but has he not learned? And it's not just him. There's plenty. I get it that you might not podcast all the time, but when you do, wouldn't you want it to be good? Wouldn't you want it to sound like not a phone call? And they know what the fuck products, you know, what you're supposed to use. They've seen what a podcast looks like when it's done correctly. They know what the mic looks like. They know what it should sound and look like. And yet, even when it's a Zoom call, they're like, I'll just pop in some headphones. And sometimes, not even that. Sometimes, I'll just yell into my laptop. Because it has a built-in mic. It has a built-in mic. Why should I need to buy an extra mic? It's like, dude, you have all the money to get a high-quality setup and it not take up any space. I mean, he could buy a fucking Zoom recorder and a USB mic and ta-da, nearly perfect audio. Nearly perfect. But instead, you're like, oh, I'm just going to say interesting stuff that people have to struggle to hear. Worth it. No, it's not fucking worth it. It's not worth it. And what a weird situation, anyways, for that to be the one show or the first two episodes of any podcasting he's done. Louis C.K. decides to go on Joe and Ronan's podcast. Just an odd choice. It's like, first of all, I would say a large majority doesn't know either Joe or Ronan. So when they see this thumbnail, they're essentially seeing Louis C.K. doing a podcast with two nerds. And that's what it is. But you think that it's Louis' show because you're like, oh, that's a recognizable face. He started a podcast. That's crazy. But it does make sense. It's about time. I mean, what the fuck else is he going to do? Is he going to make another movie? He's got another comedy special he's got to put on his website? I mean, what's happening? So I was thinking about it today, and let's just Google. I want to quickly check what they consider canceled. I want to see what the list of canceled celebrities, who they are, or who they claim they are. What the fuck? This is just this list is people I've only heard one news article about. Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen, she's number one. She deleted a tweet about racial injustice after being called hypocritical and vague. J.K. Rowling, Lea Michele, whoever that is. Yeah, I've never heard of her. Jimmy Fallon. Vanessa Hudgens, Jeffree Star. Okay, so Jeffree Star, I guess. I don't know. Jeffree Star. I don't know. I don't know what this means. What's a lipstick name? Shane Dawson was a YouTube guy. He was accused of manipulating YouTuber Tati to call James Charles. Chris Pratt. And then James Charles. I don't know. It's weird because maybe four of those people are actual celebrities. Everyone else is internet famous. Like, Shane Dawson has, what, done one movie made from his team or whatever the fuck? Is he from Smosh or whatever that lame-ass shit is? You know, a bunch of fucking bros fucking hanging out, dude. I don't even brush my hair when I wake up in the morning, dude. It just looks like this. It's so fucking sweet. I'm gonna grow sideburns, super long sideburns, ironically. Look at me, dude. I'm fucking bro. Fucking lame nerds. And that, again, when you look at the people that are popular and gain popularity off of the internet, you have to know those are fucking idiots, so anybody who thinks they're entertaining are also idiots or dumber than them. That's just fact, dude. That's fact, and it goes in all forms of media. All forms of media. Okay, so you got a great actor who's... Or put it this way. Tommy Wiseau from fucking The Room. People that like that guy, they like it because it's bad and they're stupid. Okay, great art isn't meant to be appreciated until the artist is gone. So, with that being said, they're going to claim celebrity for all of these people. Sure, Vanessa Hudgens, she's an actor. She's been in movies. She dated Zac Efron. Jimmy Fallon, he's been on Saturday Night Live, hosts Big Show, J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter, Ellen DeGeneres. We know these names. Chris Pratt, Vanessa Hudgens, Jimmy Fallon, Ellen DeGeneres, J.K. Rowling, right? But Lea Michele, never heard of you. Jeffree Star, couldn't care less about you. And then James Charles, what? Another YouTube guy, who gives a fuck? He sounds like he was a running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. All I'm saying is that you Google list of canceled celebrities, and this is the list they give you. They could essentially put any face they wanted, a name that they wanted right there. And people that Google this will think, oh, I didn't know that person was famous. I've never heard of them. Which in turn, you're making them famous. Because now I'm going to go Google Shane Dawson and do more research on him, watch his videos. James Charles, Jeffree Star, same thing. So what I was taught growing up was if you don't like something or you want something to go away, don't focus on it. Don't pay attention to it. All right? You're giving the attention where you want it to be taken away from. Isn't that ironic? You're like, ah, this guy needs to be fucking destroyed. This girl needs to be destroyed. These books should be taken off the shelf. Turns out HBO Max has all of the Harry Potter movies on there now. I think J.K. Rowling's doing just fine. I think she's doing just fine. And I guess you get to learn that, oh, this is a real person when they come out and they say or do crazy shit on social media. You're like, oh, they're also a human being. They make mistakes and say dumb shit. And also, not all of it is meant for you. Not all of it is meant for you. That's why it's like, I get that there's degrees of being a celebrity and how you got that fame or how they deem you famous. But it's like, real fame should require celebrity status amongst everyone. Like, I would say real fame is like Will Smith. Everyone knows who Will Smith is. You couldn't walk up. It would be a rare chance you could go up to anybody and say, hey, do you know who Will Smith is? Name three of his movies. I would imagine 95% of the people could do it. No problem. Walk up to anybody in the street and say, hey, do you know who James Charles is? Right? That's what their brain's going to do. It's just such a vague name, number one. It's two first names, number two. Number three, what makes him significant? Is he a movie guy? Is he a singer? Sounds like a singer, maybe. Is he an athlete? No, he made videos in his bedroom with lighting. Oh, yeah, I have no idea. I don't really fuck around on the internet like that. Just another internet person who has garnered fame for, you know, pretending to be outlandish and not giving a shit about whatever. You're just trying to remain a celebrity. What are you? You have perfumes and shit? Like, who gives a fuck, dude? Jeffree Star was probably the first person to get sort of popular on YouTube and just to start selling merch. Like, hey, do you want to dress like me? By the way, this is a wig. It is annoying, though. I mean, Chris Pratt, Guardians of the Galaxy, we know that, okay? But with anything that's negative, with anything that's shit, if you want it to go away, shut the fuck up about it. Shut up about it. That's the way I look at things. Why? Here's the thing, too, because people will try and give me this negative thing, and I mean people, literally, random people on the internet have tried to say, like, oh, if you don't care so much, why don't you leave your comments on, or why don't you let people direct message you, or blah, blah, blah. Well, it's because I don't care that much. I don't want praise. I don't want you to tell me it's good. I don't give a fuck. I don't know who you are. I'm doing this to impress no one. So if I have impressed you or didn't impress you, you both can still shut the fuck up and you can be on the same team. I don't care about that. And for all these fucking podcasters that are in existence today, these 2.2 million podcasters, they are trying to be your friend. They're trying to be a celebrity. They're trying to do these things that garner some sort of fan base that can support their lifestyle or whatever. That's not me, man. But I will take all your fucking money. I will take it. Gladly. But I could easily just do this for nothing. And I would still do it. It's the same reason that you keep coming back and listening. You say you don't like it. You say it's not good. But God damn it, you can't stay away from it, huh? You can't stay away from it. But I can. There's a lot of shitty shows out there. Who Are These Podcasts, The Dick Show. And some of these shows talk so much shit that they're only behind a paywall. They're unwilling to talk this shit to the free world of the internet. That's how cool they are. And yet those same type of people will say, I talk shit behind my paywall. Uh-huh. But I also talk shit right here, daddy-o. Not a problem. But I have an actual invested interest in acquiring new listeners. But I don't want listeners who are like, well, I'm on Team Patty Broken Skull now instead of Who Are These Podcasts. That's why I'm going. That's my guy. I don't like that shit. Not for it. Could care less. Okay? But it exists. It does exist. And those fans come over here because they know. But a person who just clicks this show at random without any base foundation of anything about what I do, do you think that they're going to find any joy when I'm like, hey, fuck this guy. Look what he did. Look what he said. Look at this crazy song I made for him. Why would they? I don't know why they would like that. So keep in mind, I am also trying to do fresh content, but I want you guys to stay interested in the shit talking. Okay? Because I don't listen to anybody who's doing that. Okay? Maybe Mike from Red Bar. And even then, I wouldn't be so hacky at like Pot Awful and just start stealing his bits. You know what I mean? Or steal Cumtown bits. I've never even listened to Cumtown. I like Stavros. I like Nick Mullen. But never listened to their show. Which I'm not saying anything against it. That's great. Good for them. I wish everybody the most success. But they're wasting so much time trying to take me down. Trying to shut me up. But the reality is, without me, your Discord channel doesn't have very much to say there, friend. So you're welcome. I give you something to talk about. Every episode of your episode that involves me means you had to listen to me. And that's a win for my team. Because I have never listened to you. Any of you. Why would I, dude? Why would I? That's exactly why getting canceled is just such a obscure thing. Or even celebrity is an obscure thing. Because there's people that are making, you know, $15,000 a month through Patreon making a shitty radio show in their basement. Is that guy famous? Is he a celebrity? I don't know. What is it, a celebrity? What is it even anymore? Like Sharon from down the street could be a celebrity just because she has 2 million followers on, you know, Instagram. So again, I think it does go back to real fame. You must be known by everyone. All right. Stop throwing this celebrity word around, man. I'm not even saying these people don't have talent, but for Christ's sake, show us. Show the rest of us. Convince us. Convince the rest of us that you have skills. And that goes for, you know, the Dick Show and Carl and all those guys. They can't have that many skills. I mean, I guess the Dick Show is essentially just two girls giggling on a microphone. It's cute. It was cute back in 1984 when you'd lay on your stomach and talk on the telephone that, you know, you had to drag the cord from the kitchen to your bedroom in. That's all fine and dandy, but you're missing the part about being an interesting person, being creative, inventive, and original. I'm not saying I fall into all of those categories, but I damn sure don't fall into anybody else's category. I just do my thing. And if it doesn't satisfy you, well, just like any, you can go fuck yourself. What are you going to do? How are you helping me? Is there some goofy listener that's somehow going to help my podcasting career? I don't think that's a thing, dude. You're just an ear. You're a head. Okay? You're a click. That's it. All that other shit that you think you bring to the table as a audience member, don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. You're not as... Even the ones that are going and sending clips or... You know, because I've seen many of my vocal instrumentals, my vocal shit on YouTube. I've seen that being sent to the Discord channel that you guys hang out in, like a bunch of fucking 12-year-olds. How desperate is your life that your only friends are on the computer? It's so sad, dude. It's so sad. But anyways, enjoy yourselves. Just be upset at the fact that I am so goddamn talented and skilled and handsome and smart and beautiful. Did I say that one? You know, be mad at that. But don't be mad at the fact that you're not, okay? Because a little work, my friend, and you could get there. You could do something. I mean, that's a goddamn given. You could do something. Maybe you could grow a good mustache, and that's fucking it. But it's good. You got that. It's not nothing. I'm a fucking monster. I'm so good at this shit. And here's what I want to... I want to be a fly on the wall when Who Are These Pussies sits down to record an episode. I want to see what it looks like. Does he have printed out notes that he wrote on Word? Did he write a bunch of roast jokes for the clips he got sent? How many times does he adjust his glasses? Oh, my God. Because I have nothing. That's what I'm saying. I have fucking nothing. I have all the capabilities to put on just a ridiculously produced show and talk about all the world news and blah, fucking blah. But who cares? Who cares about that? I'd rather shit on bad podcasts. So, the Dick Show can suck a dick. That's just so funny to me because I have no idea who any of these people are. But they know me, man. They know me, right? You know me, guy. You know me. And I suppose I'd know you, too, if I wasted any moment of my life listening to your garbage. But you're not better than me. So what you're not even a comedian. I'm not saying I'm a comedian, but you damn sure aren't a comedian. You've never even been on stage. Any of you. For any reason other than maybe choir practice. I'm sure one of you played the trumpet. Other than that, you weren't on stage by yourself telling jokes you wrote with your own mind. You sit behind a mic and a computer screen and pretend to be some sort of intelligent joke writer. And yet you can only punch down. You're not good at making jokes about people better than you. Which I would say includes me. I know I'm better than you, but you can say whatever you want. You can say that I'm not or whatever. He's ugly, he's pale, he's fat, he's a ginger, he's stupid, he's retarded. You don't have good ones. These are all jokes. These are all things people have said about me my whole life. Try harder, man. God damn. This is the easy stuff. Like I said, I don't have fucking notes in front of me. I don't have a picture of Carl. I don't have a clip from his show. I don't know what his voice sounds like other than the 60 seconds I heard from his just god-awful Jim Norton appearance. And I believe most people, that was their first experience seeing Carl. Go read the comments. People don't like that guy. He's a piece of shit. But that's his life. Some people thrive in that. But again, it's very hack.
Should we review some internet content? Hey, let's review some podcasts. No one's ever done that before. Hey, let me keep talking about this guy who's so much more talented. I'm so much more fucking talented than that dick fuck, Dickie Masterson. All right? That kid gets beat up in the parking lot by eighth graders.
Sorry, that was a fun visual. I just picture this kid. He's just an ugly motherfucker. Just an ugly, sad sack of a human. And usually the guys who think they're just clever, they have the body of Grimace. You know what I mean? The guys that think they're clever podcasters with the roasting. I'm quick-witted, yet I don't laugh at anything. I don't smile at nothing. It's just a sad life, dude. I laugh at everything. Everything is great. My life's awesome, and I'm very happy. So to feel as if this is my beginning and end, my alpha and omega, you're fucking dumb. You're the joke. Understand that. But this will be the last episode of The Briefcase. I hope you made it this far. If you did make it this far, be sure to clip those, you know, put a timestamp where I said that shit about Dick Masterson and Carl, and really blow my numbers up, okay? And give me all your money at patreon.com/podculture, and also go over there for the rest of this episode.
If you would like the rest of this episode, please visit patreon.com/podculture. $3 subscription. It's the best $3 you can spend. Patreon.com/podculture. Thank you for listening. If you would like the rest of this episode, please visit patreon.com/podculture. $3 subscription. It's the best $3 you can spend. Patreon.com/podculture. Thank you for listening. If you would like the rest of this episode, please visit patreon.com/podculture. $3 subscription. It's the best $3 you can spend. Patreon.com/podculture. Thank you for listening. If you would like the rest of this episode, please visit patreon.com/podculture. $3 subscription. It's the best $3 you can spend. Patreon.com/podculture. Thank you for listening. If you would like the rest of this episode, please visit patreon.com/podculture. $3 subscription. It's the best $3 you can spend. Patreon.com/podculture. Thank you for listening. 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 Patreon.com/podculture. Thank you for listening.